The Mishnah tells us that a Shvuas Ha'idos is not defined as a Shvua unless it incorporates the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, or unless it incorporates a Kinui of the Shem Havaya. And this is what holds true for Shvuas Ha'idos with regard to the Karbon which a person brings for transgressing Shvuas Ha'idos. The question that the Rishonim raise is how universal is this halacha, that a shvua is not defined as a shvua if it lacks the shame or if it lacks a kinoi of the shame. And different Rishonim bring different pieces of evidence about this particular question. There's a parallel question, which is how critical is the lashon of shvua or ola or any of the other synonyms for shvua in actually creating a shvua? Does a shvua require a synonym? Or is there a broader range of language, pieces of language that can create a shvua? So let's survey very quickly some of the evidence that's brought by Rishonim to bear on this question. The Rosh looks at the Gemara on the top of Lamed Heyom and Aleph in Shavuos and says all of the examples of a shvua and of an Allah, all of these examples contain the Shem Hashem. If you look at the examples, right, we see Vishbia, Hakoines Aisha Bishvua Sa'ala, by Soito, and that Shvua is Yitin Hashem Oisach La'ala Velishvua B'Seich Amich. There's other psukim also that all have a similar implication. Nebuchadnezzar was Morad. The king was Morad ben Nebuchadnezzar, Asher Hishbioi Beilokim. Beilokim is a kinoy of Hashem. It says, Veloisi Shavu Bishmi La Shoker, Vechilalto es Shem Eloikecha. Bishmi, Shem Eloikecha. There's a Shem Hashem in these Shavuos. All these psukim, we should notice, are referring specifically to Shavuos Bitoy. So we can't necessarily, let's say, bring Ragos to Shavuos Hapikadoin. Shavuos Ha'edus we know about already. Shavuos Bitoy, the Rosh says, that all of the psukim which describe Shavuos Bitoy, describe it as incorporating and including the Shem Hashem together with it. However, the Ramban disagrees with the Rosh. The Ramban writes, based on a Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav, that a Shavuos Bitoy does not require the Shem Hashem. And this is his Raya. The Gemara says that a double lashon of lav, of no, I will not, or a double lashon of yes, of hein, I will, is a lashon of shvua. In fact, the Ramban, says the Ramban, my hanacha is, from Gemara's in Nedarim, that a Shem Hashem alone automatically creates a shvua, even without a lashon of shvua, without a lashon of Allah, without a lashon of hein, or of lav. So clearly the sugya here cannot be talking about a hein, or a lav, that comes together with the Shem Hashem. Because then the lashon of hein, or lav, would be redundant. The Shem Hashem itself creates a chalois shvua. Therefore, says the Ramban, the sugya must be discussing when he says hein, or lav, without the Shem Hashem. And even so, says the Ramban, it's clear from the Gemara that this hein, or lav, which is a synonym for a lashon of shvua, is sufficient to create the shvuas bitoy. So, zok the Ramban, you can have a shvuas bitoy even without the haskara of Shem Shamayim. This is what the Ramban says. The Ramban, however, has two interpretations about why a lashon of hein and a lashon of lav is sufficient to create a shvuas bitoy. One lashon, says the Ramban, is that there is no requirement of the Shem Hashem in creating a shvuas bitoy. No requirement whatsoever. So of course, a lashon of shvua, or a synonym for a shvua, can create the shvua without the haskara Shem Shamayim. The second lashon of the Ramban, however, is a little bit different. The Ramban says it could be that using the word shvua, or the synonym for a shvua, is like a yad for saying the Shem Hashem. A yad is something which which is like a hint of what's going on in your mind. If you assume that speech is simply a window into the heart, a window into the mind, so all that you need to do with speech is to create a small window, give us a little hint, and from there we can gain a greater understanding of what's going on in the mind, even though it's not explicit from the speech. That's what a yad does. So in this case, when a person says, hein, hein, yes, yes, I will, so that creates enough, a sufficient window into his mind. It lets us see that his intention is to create a shvua with Hashem Hashem. It's not explicit, but it's implicit. It's a yad. So this is the Ramban's two pshatim about why lav lav and hein hein is sufficient even without a lashon, even without Haskara Shem Shemayim. Either because there is no such requirement of Haskara Shem Shemayim, or even if there is a requirement, perhaps there here there's a yad, and it's as if he spoke out the Shem Shemayim explicitly, even though he did not, in fact, do so. This is the shita of the Ramban. The Ravid has a very interesting compromise between the rayos of the Rosh from all of the psukim about Shavuos Bitoy, which seem to include Hashem Shemayim, and this raya of the Ramban that yes, yes, or no, no, can create a Shavua even without the Hashem Shemayim. What's his compromise? Says the Ravid, perhaps with regard to bringing a karbon, there's a requirement of Hashem Shemayim. You'll never bring a karbon for Shavuos Bitoy if you made the Shavua without the Hashem Shemayim. But with regard to the Oynish of Malkus, there you can get the Oynish even without Hazkar Hashem Shemayim. This is the Ravid's compromise, and the Ramban offers, or the Maharshal offers a similar compromise in the name of both the Rosh and the Ramban. It's a little bit difficult maybe to read it into their words, but the Maharshal's compromise is very similar to the Ravid, but where the Ravid draws the threshold between Malkus and Karbon, the Maharshal draws a threshold between Isser and Malkus. He says that for sure, if a person makes a shvuah without the Shem Hashem, he has to respect the shvuah, he has to fulfill the promise that he made. But if he neglects to fulfill it, he still won't even get Malkus, much less he won't bring a karbon. But if he made a shvuah with the Shem Hashem, then and only then can he get Malkus or have to bring a karbon for violating that shvuah. So these are different shitos about the necessity of the Shem Hashem in shvuas bitoy, both for Isser and for Malkus and for a Karbon. What's behind all of this? What's behind this Machloikis? Let's call it, for the simplicity's sake, a Machloikis between the Rosh and the Ramban about whether Shavuos Bitoy needs a Shem Hashem, with a compromise offered by the Ravid. What's behind it? So I think this is part of what's going on. On the one hand, there's an Isser to violate a Shavua or to make a false Shavua, because that's bal yachel dvarai. What you're being mechalel, what you're profaning and defiling by reneging on a promise, is your word. The sanctity of your word is being profaned if you use it for falsehood or if you go against your promise. But it's not only your word, because maybe being mechalel your dibur, bal yachel dvaro, is maybe not sufficient to create a chiyuv karbon, to create a chiyuv malchus. Maybe it's insufficient to even create an iser on you. There maybe needs to be something a little bit more, and that's chilul Hashem, because it says v'chilalta lo yisishavu b'shmi l'shaker v'chilalta shem eloi kecha ani Hashem. That when a person couples the shem shamayim with his promise, then by using the promise for falsehood or by violating the promise, he not only is being mechalal his dibur, he's also being mechalal Shem Shemayim. And that's a question. There's two possible sibois, two possible reasons for the oinshim and the mitzvois that surround shavuos. One possible reason is to maintain the sanctity of your own promise, of your own authenticity. And the second is to maintain the sanctity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that it shouldn't have been, that you shouldn't have mentioned his name in vain, you shouldn't have partnered his name with a falsehood, you shouldn't show that you lack in respect and deference to the name, that you're willing to use it you know, and then to go back on it, it's a profanity to disgrace Hashem's name by coupling it with your shvua and then reneging on it. So when we talk about shvuas ha'edos, so we can say that the requirement of shame or a kinoi shows us that the ikur chilol, which the onesh comes from by shvuas ha'edos, is a chilol Hashem, not so much the chilol hadibur of the edim themselves. But by shvuas bitoy, it's not so pashut. By shvuas bitoy, the Rosh will tell you that the ikur chiyuv is for the chilol Hashem, but the Ramban will tell you that the ikur hachiyuv, or at least the ikur ha'isur, is for the chilol hadibur. It's for profaning your words, not so much for profaning in Hashem's name. And that's the chakira that this machlokas may be taloyin. And then again, the only question will be, how do you split it? Let's say within the Ravid's compromise, within the Marshal's compromise, so you can say that some components of Shvuas Bitoy relate more to the Chilol Hashem, and others relate more to the Chilol Hadibur. There's one final Ha'ara, that the Ramban, when he says that maybe you don't need to be Mazkir to Shem Shemayim, because it's as if there's a Yad. The Marshal claims that a Yad is insufficient to create a Chi of Malkus or a Chi of Karban. It's only sufficient to create an Isser. And I think what this might suggest is as follows. It may suggest, again, based on the assumption that Malkus and Karban stem from the Chilol Hashem, and the Isser stems from the Chilol Hadibur. So in this case, it's very interesting, because essentially he's made a complete promise. All that he's lacking is the Shem Hashem. So for sure there's no Chilol Hashem here, because the shame was still in his mind. It was never spoken. But why shouldn't there be a full Chilol Hadibur? So for the Marshal's understanding of the Ramban, we'll say, okay, Inachinami, that the Yad only creates a Chilol Hadibur, that's why there's no Malkus and no Karban for the Yad. And the Shem Hashem, explicitly spoken, is required to create an Onesh. But if you read the simple language of the Ramban, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds from the Ramban that the Yad will be sufficient even to create an Onesh, the Kalapachos, of Malkus, maybe even of Karbon. So for the Ramban, I guess you'll say that the Iker Hachiyuv, in this Lashon of the Ramban, that you need the Shem Hashem, so Shez shows you that the Chiyuv and the Isser stems from the Chilol Hashem, but that a Yad will be sufficient, Ki'ilu, that you spoke out the Shem Hashem. Gets into a separate question about the Dibur versus the Machshava, and that makes things a bit more complicated, but again, the Pasha de Chakira is whether the Chiyuvim, the Isser to violate your Shvuah, the Malkus for the Shvuah, the Karban for the Shvuah, by Shvuas Ha'edos, Shvuas HaPikadoin, Shvuas Bitoy, whether the Iker Ha'isser and the Iker HaChiyuv stems from the Chilol Hashem, B'chilal to Hashem Elokecha, from the Chilol HaDibur, Bal Yachel, Divaro, Kechala Yotzei Mipiv, Ta'aseh.